Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to cut that one off, but I am super proud of myself. I walked into the studio and clocked that immediately. I came in, I was like, this sounds like Bon Iver coming to the studio. It is. It's Holocene by Bon Iver. Incredible. Love it. Gotta love it. But of course, I'm turning it off so that you can hear my voice instead. Even sweeter music. I am logging in. Sorry, I've been listening to like a lot of those like yap like Instagram reels recently, so my brain is basically in the worst form of toxic, not like toxic like evil, but like toxic as in like cesspool, like Chernobyl. That's the second reference I've made to that in like 15 minutes. And I didn't even know about the HBO special. It just came to my attention. Anyway, wow, that was a ride. This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm currently connecting to the internet, trying desperately to find some music to play for us because, you know, that's like what we do here, hopefully. But wow, I'm like kind of catching my breath. It is so hot in Boston right now and for like no reason. Like, we really need to knock it off. It's like 91 in my apartment right now, and I'm just blaring my AC all the time. It is gross, but it's whatever. We're living and getting by, or at least that's what we tell ourselves in the heat. I was like, I'm from Wisconsin. You guys know this. I need to be like in permafrost weather all the time, like basically 2 degrees away from like cryo-freezing myself or whatever that is, cryogenics. Okay, let's get into some music. I really like this new Mark Kismet song. It really caught me off guard. The second drop just kind of like doesn't happen. It doesn't drop and it just smooths it out into like a really steady groove and really kind of out there for Mark Kismet, who's really been kind of getting into these higher energy drops recently. This one's a lot more kind of soundscapey and really nice to just like move to. So I hope we can kind of ease into the show here with this one and look out for that second drop that I guess isn't really a drop. It's pretty good. So here's Overthinking Out Loud by Mark Kismet.
Thank you. get. They have top, verse top, versatile, verse bottom, bottom, complete bottom, and side. What is side?
All right, that was a nice track to start the show off with. I love that second drop. It's so like smooth and it comes out of nowhere. Really, really good. For the next track, I want to play Giga. This is off of Milk's new four track EP that she just dropped. Milk took like a little bit of a hiatus for a bit there, the kind of classic artist hiatus for a bit. But I love the theme of this album. It's called Take a Bite, B-Y-T-E, and the four tracks are called Kilo, Mega, Giga, and Terra, like the four kind of scales in the metric, moving up for like digital data storage, and very much kind of leaning into that. This is Milk has always kind of had a nice fusion between like a kind of like... I don't know, like a classic kind of like Japanese orchestration with like modern day electronic sounds, especially more like bubbly samples and stuff like that. This one is definitely a little bit more kind of leaning into her like glitchy like digital side, and really, really well done. I like contrary to Overthinking Out Loud, the last track that we listened to, where that second drop just really smoothly eases into it and doesn't really like drop, I guess. This one, the drop kind of happens without even really like a build up. Like it eases right into it, but like it's heavy and it comes at you, and it's really, really good. I like the I don't know. I hope you have headphones on while you're listening to this. Unfortunately, in the studio, we only get to like blast it at a billion decibels, which is, you know, good enough. We'll take what we can. But there are so many like micro edits and like little glitches and like ear candy like all over in the stereoscope. It's really, really cool. So hope you like this track. This is Giga by Milk off of her Take a Bite EP, off of the Chompo label, which is Tokyo Machine's label. We'll be right back. very, very much dig that track. I love any track that is, like, really based, like, fundamentally on, like, a melody or a lead that is basically just, like, a square wave or something, like that kind of 8-bit chiptune-y sound. It's really cool when, like, I don't know, there's this idea of complexity in electronic music that kind of scales in, like, different dimensions, right, is you can really focus on, like, the complexity and the interesting quality of your sound or in your orchestration or in, like, your kind of organization of the track, like, where you're placing each part. It's just a little bit separate from orchestration, where I think orchestration is how you're playing with things, like, melodically, harmonically, like, very musically, whereas, like, the organization is a little bit more leaning towards, like, the mechanical aspect, I guess, of this kind of, like, genre or, like, work. But anything that really uses, like, a simple sound design kind of thing, but really is able to blow it up from there, super, super cool. Very excited. I haven't actually checked out the rest of the Take a Bite EP. I believe it just dropped either today or yesterday. I've been really busy with, like, packing up with moving and stuff with work, too, so... I haven't been able to really, like, listen to new music while I'm at work recently because I'm kind of starting on a new project and want to be in the right headspace. So mostly I've just been looping G Jones like crazy because that keeps me focused. But yeah, definitely want to check out the rest of that one. I heard Terra earlier. Terra is really good as well. I think it is like a drum and bass track, if I remember correctly. Maybe I even played it on air, to be honest. But yeah, definitely go check that out. And welcome back, Milk. Coming back strong. I think she also has Fireworks just came out on Chompo a couple weeks ago, and is not on that EP. So if you need more immediately, there's that as well. Okay, I want to play. I don't know what that transition was. I want to play Inner Energy by Ahi. Ahi is crazy, first of all. Like, the first track I heard by Ahi was played by our very own Harrison here in the studio. I think it was called The Action with Ahi and I think Something is the collab there. And Ahi goes in, like, crazy directions with his music all the time. And, like, I've just recently kind of started watching some of his production. And he talks about production in, like, all the different, like, zones and genres and stuff, too. Like, he's very much, like, into the very acid-y, like, wubby dub stuff, like Grizz and Subtronics and that kind of vibe. But definitely likes to expound out of that. And I really like this track here for that. It's, like, got some nice energy, like, really, I mean, it's called Inner Energy, but it's very, like, garagey, I guess, like, kind of UK garage vibes, but has that wub energy infused into it, and it's really, really good. I think you'll vibe with it, so love all of the, like, whirs in this, too. There's a lot of fun, like, automation happening with some of the, like, whirry synths, like, kind of sounds like you're turning on a high revolution electronic product. I have no idea what that would be like, not like a blender, but like a, like something that froths milk, you know, that thing, that noise. Very cool sound. I'll have to figure out a better way to describe it, but here is Inner Energy by Ahi. This is a bopper, so, like, dance to it. I know I'm going to.
Energy.
pure banger. I love that one a lot. It has so much energy in it, like, no pun intended, but honestly probably intended. That's probably why he used the vocal sample. He was like, you know what we need in this one? Energy. And just loop that I almost said FCC stuff that I can't say on air. Looped that stuff like crazy. On that note, though, on that song's note, the vocal sample is very, like, funky, like, you know, the P-H-O-N-K, not F-U-N-K, but that kind of, like, drift music, the stuff that plays in, like, Fast and Furious, and very, like, UK garage, like, UK rap, kind of simple syncopated bars. And on that note, another, like, quick element of, like, funk music is that 808 cowbell sample that's, like, usually only used in that genre. But Leave It to Ramses B to try and mix it with drum and bass. This is kind of his, like, bread and butter is Ramses B will, like, try and make a fusion with drum and bass of, like, some other genre. I think one of my favorite ones by him is Prometheus, where he mixes, like, psytrance and drum and bass into something that is, like, a crazy soundscape of a song. Like, when it first came out, there was a lot of people that were, like, not sure how I feel about this one, but, like, all the producers were, like, losing their minds over how cool it was. So definitely probably more of an acquired taste, but definitely check that one out if that interests you. But recently he kind of did, like, a drift funk drum and bass kind of fusion song and started leaning more into this drift funk style stuff, and he's kind of been killing it. So this is one of his more recent tracks in that vein. This is Get Mucky by Ramses B. Really fun, just, like, kind of nice listening, and, like, who doesn't like the 808 cowbell sample? It goes crazy. So let's go with that one for now. Let's go with that one for now. What a lead-in. That one wasn't even in my, like, show queue. I just kind of wanted to play it. I thought it was really fun. I love how fast that sample is played. It's crazy. He's on to something with that. I like it. Okay, let's see. I want to play... This isn't necessarily, like, a new Galantis track, but 1, 2, and 3 dropped in, like, February, I think. And it's just a really good vibe. And, like, as anecdotal evidence, this will be, like, the pseudo PSA of the week, which is basically, like, stay young at heart. But I was talking with someone once, like, an acquaintance, And I asked, like, do you, like, did you ever listen to Galantis? Or, like, do you listen to Galantis? And they're, like scoffingly, like, yeah, when I was, like, 12. And I was, like, that's it. Like, that's terminal for this relationship. Like, I don't need to see you ever again. We can remain acquaintances if that. No, okay, it wasn't that harsh, but I was, like, really, man? It's, like, it's fun music. Like, what's with the tone? But definitely can see where, like, you know, they like to pitch up the vocals a little bit. It gets a little goofy there for sure. And they definitely have a song called Peanut Butter Jelly. But, like, don't we all, you know, in our hearts? maybe. I know I do. But here is 1, 2, and 3. Super good vibe. It's like Galantis has some way of infusing their songs with just a super danceable beat. Very similar to, like, Madion in that sense. And, really good groove. So here is 1, 2, and 3 by Galantis. Love it. Such good vibes. This is like the, you know, the vibration of love that we've talked about on air every once in a while. That phrase that Jordy coined goes crazy. I mean, I'm sure she didn't coin it, but it does go crazy. That's one of the tracks that, like, has the vibration of love in it. You know, like, it comes on and you just feel it throughout your whole body and you're like, oh yeah, this is a track. Fantastic. While we're on the, like, house vibes, I'm not really talking a ton about the tracks. I'm a little, like, I'm kind of into just, like, grooving with them right now. But I don't know. You probably have my contact information. If you have any questions about it or want more recs on any of these, hit me up. I love making playlists for people. But in the meantime, let's keep it going with that like house kind of dancey vibe. Here's Garage 17 by No Mana. I've been playing a ton of tracks from I Contain Flashing Images. I know, I think one show I played Solar Punk, Road Burn, and the Feed Me collab, Hopeless. It's really good. Definitely check out this whole album. I'm really liking it. I've been looping a lot of the tracks, but really like this one. And while I was in New York this last weekend, I saw a DJ at like a craft fair and chatted him up for a little bit. And he was super into this like UK garage vibe right now, especially like remixes of like top artists, I guess. There's like a really nice Yes And UKG remix by, you know, Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande. I don't know who the remix is by. I know there's one by Ellis that's really good, but there's another one that's like, I need to figure out who it's by, but it's crazy. It's like, it's the golden touch. It's great. But yeah, it definitely got me in like the, okay, I need to build up a small playlist of UKG tracks and ship them his way. We exchanged contact information, you know, DJs, we gotta keep each other in the loop and like act like we're real musicians and stuff like that. Yeah, super fun to like kind of find a stranger, get a bunch of like recs and like talk about artists that like not a ton of other people really know about. And hoping I can kind of show him some UKG vibes that are away from the mainstream stuff and kind of more these underground artists like this one here, No Mana, from his album I Contain Flashing Images. Great stuff. Here's Garage 17, putting the garage in UKG, which is United Kingdom Garage.
Thank you.
killer track. I had to whip out the killer track. I know I say it every single show, probably about 8 times on songs, but I don't know if I said killer track this show yet. I probably said it on the More Kismet one right at the start, but I've been holding myself back. Garage 17 deserves it. It's killer track. Love the album. Very, very good. I think while we're on that kind of deep house kind of groove vibe, I want to play another track from the Generations EP. I know I played, I played Pedestal, which is the Slumberjack and Jeans collab. This one is I Knew, I think is what it's called. Yeah, I Knew. It's a collab with Adrian Dzvuki, Dzvuke. No shot I said that correctly, but ask the guy, I guess. I'm sure he'll love to get that question on Instagram at 10:36 p.m. EST. But really like this track. The drop is pretty cool. It has this like bassy slash like a deeper undertone like wub that comes in like kind of 4 bars in or like a little bit later into the drop. Very, very cool. Adds a lot of texture to it. Otherwise, just a really nice danceable track. So here is I Knew by Slumberjack, but, you know, like slow dance, not slow dance, but like, you know, a groove that I wouldn't slow dance to this song. I don't think it's in 3/4 time anyway.
Started. Look how you made me hold on to nothing. I've been waiting on ya. Give me a reason. Tell me you need me. Tell me.
Love that new direction from Slumberjack. I know they're kind of getting a little bit of slack for kind of switching their style up, especially because they were such, you know, strong runners of the trap genre. But I don't know. I'm really liking this new direction. I kind of hope they keep releasing stuff in it. Would love some new trap stuff from them too. But really liking all the different directions they're taking. I played the remix of Flesh by Golden Features a couple shows ago, and like that's also not really in this vibe, but also not really in their trap. It's just like high energy kind of house music. Really, really good stuff. But looking forward to what Slumberjack has in store for the rest of the year. Because Generations has been coming strong. Really like it. Also, like, fun little tidbit of that is, like, the whole theme of the project is trying to get that, like, you know, nostalgic, very, like, emotional, like, evocative feelings from the music and the sounds and stuff. And a lot of the cover arts and, like, art direction for the singles that were released from those albums and the EP itself are the grandpa of one of the members of Slumberjack. And just like him doing all kinds of cool stuff or just being like a cool person or just having like cool photos of, you know, the olden days and stuff. And very cool to see him kind of like tie in his family into that project. Very, very fun. I want to play one more kind of like chiller track for a bit, and then we'll probably play even crazier stuff because I do want to play the Peekaboo remix of Taka Goes Crazy. Lost in the Haze with Prob Koz is just loud, so like, sure, why not? And maybe we'll play My Guy Corporate Shuffle by Underscores. I have been meaning to play that one. It's been in the queue for 3 weeks now. That's way too long. Honestly, we'll probably play that one. I keep losing internet. So this could be kind of interesting. We'll see if I can play this song and if it stops halfway through. I hope it doesn't. But if it does, I don't know. I'll yap for a bit while I try and get the internet working again. But here is one of the new Marshmello tracks that came out pretty recently, like 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. It's called Don't Speak with Sabrina Claudio. And it's really like, I don't know, Marshmello has been a very interesting artist to follow. A lot of people know, I guess a lot of people in the EDM scene know that he started as .com and had like a very like a dubby electro kind of vibe going on there. Stopped making music on that project for a while, came back out as Marshmello and came out strong with Alone, which was kind of like an emotional kind of trap song. And then really leaned into that as he kind of got into more like radio hits, like Happier and stuff like that. And then he dialed back and started doing stuff with like Phase One and doing like Rhythm. Like he's doing like Mellow Fire and like Mellow Quake with like Tynan. And he's just going crazy on these like, you know, like the kind of sounds that like as someone who like me, like I love synthesis and like sound design and people just like pouring like tons and tons of time into trying to make things that you haven't heard before, because like it's like as close as we get to magic, you know, like they're literally vibrating air to like pull emotions out of your body and like make you hear things that you've never heard before. Like that's magic. That's crazy. Like just because we know how it works doesn't mean it's any less magic. But he leaned into this like rhythm scene, which is like it's hard for me to hear some of those sounds. Like they are like gross, like they're just growly in a weird way that's like hard for me to handle. I got hiccups earlier and my whole body is out of whack because they really do a number on me. But anyway, all this to say, what a run, right? And then now Marshmello just released this track, Don't Speak, with Sabrina Claudio. It's real chill, it's like real smooth. I love it. It's like I don't really know what he's up to. I have no idea what his computer must look like or like how he's jumping from like track to track so quickly. But he's kind of killing it. I'm digging it a lot. I definitely kind of fell away from Marshmello for a bit, like 2 or 3 years ago. But I like a lot of this newer stuff that he's been doing. The Mellow Fire project was really fun. And the back-to-back set that he did, I think, I forget who it was with. I'll look it up in the meantime. But the one that instead of them doing kind of two DJs on the same deck at side to side or two DJs kind of battling side to side, they had the DJs literally like one set and then the story above them was like scaffolding at another set and they were like jumping between the sets to like mix each other's stuff up. Super, super cool. Really fun stuff coming out from Marshmello. And yeah, now I'm just yapping, so let's get into here. Ironically, the song is called Don't Speak, so I'm gonna take their word for it and get to playing the music.
We've been talking in circles all night, and
Totally missed my cue there. Sorry, I was looking something up. I wanted to see if Evangia released any singles recently, but I don't think so. I think Oxygen was the most recent one, but we'll get back to that. That was Don't Speak, Marshmello and Sabrina Claudio. Love that drop. It's like straight from like a 2016, like, wait a minute, hold up. I'm just kind of coming to terms with something right now in my head. When did Alone by Marshmello come out? Was that 2016? May 13th, 2016. Yeah, okay. He's like totally dipping back into like what the scene was like right when he emerged with this kind of part of his project. Super cool. Wow, that just hit me right now in the studio. And that was like about 8 years ago on the dot, almost like 8 years and a month. So probably not super intentional, but very cool to see him kind of like return to form on that and totally kill it. I always love when they kind of come back into that too, and you can really hear how like the tech has changed over time and like how much like better quality the sound just is. There's more definition between the different frequency bands and stuff like that. Like, you listen to old dubstep and you're like, I understand why people were making fun of us for listening to this. And then you listen to like the newer stuff and you're like, well, they're still making fun of us and it's kind of mean, but like at least it sounds better, right? Really good stuff, love it. And especially with the more melodic stuff like that, where it's harder to say like, oh, this sounds bad, it's cool to see how it improves over time. Definitely recommend checking out Alone. That's more energy for sure than that last track, but see kind of how that synth has evolved over time. Okay, time for the PSA, and this one is called Questions Are the Answer. Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council. Yes, please ask questions while you're at your, you know, doctor's appointments or medical appointments. That's what they are there for. You only get like one a year or something, like covered by insurance. So like, make sure you ask all of your questions and like everything that you're like, oh, it's probably not that bad. Like, you might as well just bring it up. Who knows? It could be anything. Not to get like, you know, medical scares going out at like 11 p.m. at night, but I don't know, ask the questions. Sorry about that. Okay, let's get some energy in here and not just Inner Energy by Ahi. Like, let's turn it up just a notch. Peekaboo did a remix of Taka. Crazy. Taka is already like a high energy, crazy track. Peekaboo usually does like really deep stuff, like really low end theory kind of basses and stuff. This one, if I remember correctly, he just kind of like sped up the Taka Taka Ta part and it goes kind of crazy. I really like it. I haven't heard it in a little bit, so details are a little fuzzy. Let's remember it together. Here is Taka Peekaboo remix with A Hot A Dream, Priyu Ragu, and Skrillex. And one more, right? There's one more on this album, on this one. Nope, there is Contra, but Contra isn't in the remix? Question mark? Only Peekaboo is? Who knows? Anyway, here is the Peekaboo remix of Taka. Goes kind of crazy. I like it. Chin mo
blast off, take off, levitate. It's a vibe that the don't demonstrate like.
I both had like years of experience being a DJ but also could like live mix in the studio, because I'm like 99% sure hearing the end of that song, it is in the same key and probably about like only 10 BPM off of My Guy by Underscores. So that would have been like a fun mix to just bring it right into it. But alas, I have neither of these things because my laptop was probably like $200 on a Best Buy deal of the day and absolutely cannot run the mixing software live while I'm in the studio. It seems to be able to do it at home, but every time I try it here, it dies. So we'll work on that for a little bit longer. But alas, that was Taka, the Peekaboo remix. Really, really love that one. I mean, Taka's already such a fun track. Skrillex has got all his like percussion going on with, you know, why do we need a snare? We can just use a clap on the third instead with like a lot of reverb. And also, you know, all of the like really, really fun like melodic drumming and like harmonic drumming too is like, or not harmonic drumming, but melodic drumming is like really, really fun and really fun with the like syncopated vocals. He's been doing a lot of collabs with like the very kind of like languages that are informationally less dense than English, so it kind of tends to have a little bit more syncopation and like more syllables that they're packing into less time. Gives it like a lot of fun, more fun grooves, I think, than we don't really get a lot of access to here or like in our language, or it sounds at least a little funkier, I would say. Really cool, thing to think about with music is like, how much information are you actually pushing through with your lyrics, and how is that going to affect the tempo of your song and the energy of it? Wild stuff. But on that note, with what are you pushing through with your music, let's talk about Underscores. The show is probably going to end. There's not a show after me, so I'll probably go just a little bit over if that's chill with all y'all. It must be, because you can't do anything about it. But this is Button Pushers. You have been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I want to play My Guy. This is our parentheses corporate shuffle. This is by Underscores. This is off of the kind of extended album for Wall Socket. And Wall Socket is a crazy cool album. Underscores is like a really, really great producer. Did a lot of work during the COVID era while she was still in like kind of high school, going into college, and talking a lot about like the previous album that she did, which was really successful, at least successful for like an indie person, you know. And then the next album was about like, okay, I feel a lot better based off of the emotions that I was writing about in that first album. Do I continue to write stuff like that because that is what worked for me and I have felt it before? Or do I write stuff about how I'm feeling now? Or if I like write about my past emotions, is that like milking it for like content? Or am I being authentic? Like, what does it mean to be authentic? And kind of like slowly pushed out that vibe of like, what does it mean to be authentic? What does it mean to be like, I don't know, being you, I guess. And like kind of very much leaning into these like, not like, Underscores is not afraid to talk about like taboo topics, I think, with the self during this time. And from that, very much evolved into talking more into like taboo topics all around the world. I think Underscores had a very difficult time finding themselves. And it's very common. Underscores is a like a transgender, just recently like went through with their surgery, I think like last year. Last year. And was born and raised, I believe, like near like the Midwest area. And that can be like a really hard place if you are in that community. It's very hard to be heard, I think. And also as like Underscores has some like immigrant roots and stuff, and like there's like a lot of like identity complications, I would say, is like being in a very like American community but having immigrant roots and not feeling like correct in their own body and like finding out what it means to be themselves and getting very little support in that. Very complicated artists, and it shows in their work a lot. But I think that also leads way to like some really great creative projects, and Wall Socket is a concept album based on a Midwest town, Wall Socket, Michigan, which is not real. But all the kind of songs on the album are like capturing different characters and like people that live in this town. So like one of them is like the vet that's kind of back from war, but is like in a very calm environment, but still is like dealing with like PTSD. The kind of like people who are